Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday, one and all. I hope your work week has gotten off to an excellent start, and I hope you've got an opportunity this afternoon to enjoy some of our beautiful fall Wisconsin weather. It remains nearly summer-like. Boy, if there's a chance to get out and enjoy it now, try to take it because Lord knows it won't last long. Welcome, everybody. We've got some news. I'm sure all of you, maybe most of you, watched that incredibly disappointing Packers game yesterday. I thought we were supposed to be in a run for the Super Bowl. Doesn't quite look like it yet. A wee bit of disappointment. But that was, of course, tempered by the fact that the Brewers have won a franchise record 97 games. So exciting. What a finish to the season for the crew. Of course, also securing home field advantage throughout the postseason with the NLDS kicking off in short order. I'm going to be watching those wild card games with some attention. I don't know. Who do you want us to play? I might almost want to see the Padres. I don't know. Stay tuned. Much to see there. Funny little note. HBO Max is, I guess, carrying some of the postseason, I think, for the first time. Anyways, they put a big graphic up today for, you know, advertising their postseason coverage. And right smack dab in the middle of that graphic, advertising HBO Max's postseason coverage, was a New York Metropolitan, one of the Mets. But oh, maybe HBO Max didn't get the memo. The Mets are out. Something that I will not be crying any tears about, especially given the fact that they knocked the Brew Crew out last year in a heartbreaker of a third wild card game. HBO, get your stuff together. A little embarrassing, I might say. But in the political sphere, folks, just an absolute ton of things happening today. I'm really excited for some of our guests. At the bottom of this hour, I'm going to be joined by Heather Williams. She is the president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee. We're going to be digging into what to expect in 2026, why are state legislatures so incredibly important for 2028. You think these things are distinct questions, distinct election cycles. They are not. It all comes together. We're going to be talking to Heather about that. And we're going to have a great expert on at 5 o'clock. You've heard him here before. It's Lowell Barrington. He's an associate professor of political science from Marquette. He's going to help us unpack what exactly went down today in the White House. Of course, President Trump and Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, announcing that apparently without talking to Hamas or even giving them a draft document, they've decided how to bring about peace in the Mideast and for Gaza to move forward. We're going to discuss that with Professor Barrington, as well as Donald Trump's meltdown at the UN and his flippity-floppity-flip-flip-flip on Russia-Ukraine. Now, looks like Trump is all in for Ukraine. We'll try to figure out what's going on there with the good professor at 5 o'clock. Of course, at 5 o'clock as well, we are still in Civic Media's multi-state text-to-win contest, where we are giving away great daily prizes, as well as a couple of tickets to an incredible football game in November between Green Bay and Minnesota. So you're not going to want to miss the word of the hour. We're going to start with that at 5 p.m. So got a great show for everybody this afternoon. But there is a new entrant into the Wisconsin gubernatorial race. If you have lost track, let me help you out. Bill Berrien out, mainly because he liked to talk a lot of smack about the LGBTQIA community, but apparently was following some sexually explicit material online. Oops-a-daisy, don't you hate it when that happens for those Republicans that like to pound the table about family values? Hypocrisy is not just a word in the dictionary. So Bill Berrien's out, but we've got a new entrant today. The former head of the state's Economic Development Agency is running for governor as a Democrat, saying that her business experience sets her apart from the field. Missy Hughes was the secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, the WEDC, from 2019 until she stepped down a little earlier this month. She was previously an executive at the Organic Valley Dairy Cooperative for 17 years. And in a video that launched her campaign this morning, Hughes said that her resume, her business experience, tells voters she's just not a politician, saying, quote, I'm different than other folks you've seen run for governor. That's the point. I'm so excited to talk with her. I know my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, is going to be all over that. We'll, of course, get Missy on the program to discuss her candidacy. I love the fact that the Democratic primary field for the governor's office is filled with women with, frankly, incredibly impressive backgrounds, with experience outside of political office or appointed office in the case of Missy Hughes. I think bringing some of that business expertise from the Democratic side is really critical in this moment. I'm excited for her candidacy, very excited to talk with her. Of course, she'll be all over civic media's airwaves, talking to some of our hosts up and down our daily lineup. Can't wait to speak with her. I also wanted to share this bit of sound because it was, well, just funny. You know those Sunday talk shows? Well, Mike Johnson was on the talk show on CNN. It's called State of the Union. It's hosted by Jake Tapper on Sundays. And there was a wee bit of an awkward moment as Speaker Mike Johnson was talking about how important the rule of law is and that it must apply to everyone equally. Take a listen.
To hold people accountable, we have to ensure that the rule of law applies to everyone. And that's exactly what's happening here.
Does the rule of law have to apply to people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. There's new information over the last couple of days about that as well. Apparently, there were 274 FBI agents in the crowd on January 6th.
No.
I think the total
Cash Patel just brought some enhanced understanding to that. They were sent there to do crowd control because of everything that was going on. It wasn't a false flag operation, as President Trump suggests.
And it's always been disputed what involvement some of those persons, engaged in, what involvement they had. Did they spur on the crowd? Did they open the gates to allow them in? I don't know. These are questions, but they should be answered. And yes, there's a lot of investigation and discovery to go forward.
Okay. Is anyone else incredibly sick of this stupid rhetorical trope that you hear? I'm just asking questions. No, Speaker Mike Johnson. The facts are clear. The FBI director said those FBI agents, those 274, this is from Cash Patel, Trump lackey, crony of cronies, right? They showed up after the insurrection was underway. There was no false flag. There's been absolutely zero evidence to that effect at all. Yet Mike Johnson, well, these are questions that need to be answered. We need to do some investigation. There's been investigations. They have looked at the tapes and footage. It was not a false flag operation. These were Donald Trump supporters whipped up by J.D. Vance, Mike Flynn, the president himself. They were the ones chanting, hang Mike Pence. This idea that Republicans get to just make stuff up every other day about what their values are is getting tired, right? You need only look at, pick any one of Donald Trump's signature policies. Tariffs, or his promise to release the Epstein files, or his promise to bring prices down, or his promise to end the Ukraine-Russia war on day one. All of this is just complete and utter hogwash. They're just making it up. And they expect, or apparently think, that every American and every single one of their supporters are stupid. They think we're stupid. I do not understand how Mike Johnson can sit in that interview and say those things and think that it sounds even halfway reasonable. And the fact that the Speaker of the House of Representatives would then put forward a lie about the 274 FBI agents that responded to the insurrection that was already underway is so despicable. And this happens frequently in the MAGAverse. There'll be one exaggeration or untruth. It then gets exaggerated even more by the next talking head and by the next and by the next, and it metastasizes on social media. And all of a sudden, I've got conservative callers calling me up and saying, well, Maggie, what about those 274 FBI agents? They were the ones that were razzing up the crowd. The lies become fact. It is so frustrating. And again, I'm just asking some questions. Maybe, Mr. Speaker, you should do some reading. Maybe, Mr. Speaker, it behooves the leader of the House of Representatives to have mastered the facts of a situation before making incendiary, completely false statements on a nationwide Sunday morning television broadcast. It's so furious. And the reason that I'm pointing this out is twofold. Because it's Monday and I had a chip on my shoulder about it, but also to let you all know that we are now going to have a new segment on Mondays starting this Monday, today at 5:30. We're going to call it the Monday Sound Off. You too can get in on the action. What has been bugging you? Is there an issue, a particular Trump misspeak, stream of consciousness? Oh my gosh, what is that guy even saying? Moment from the past week or from those Sunday morning talk shows that you want to talk about? We're going to give you the opportunity to weigh in every Monday at 5:30. We're going to call it the Monday Sound Off. What is grinding your gears? And you will be able to tell me, and we will discuss as we like to do here. When we come back, I've got something that has been grinding my gears for quite some time, and that is part of this ridiculous veneration of Charlie Kirk. Of the 58 Democrats in the House of Representatives that are white, all but two of them voted in support of the Charlie Kirk Memorial Resolution. I want to talk about that, but I specifically want to talk about what former Milwaukee Archbishop Cardinal Timothy Dolan said on Fox News. You want to talk about getting on a nationwide news program and not having mastery of the facts and saying things that are incredibly incendiary? Or Cardinal Dolan, who is now the Archbishop of the nation's most prestigious and largest archdiocese. It is considered the crown jewel amongst American archbishops. He is, of course, the cardinal that covers the Archdiocese of New York. He got on Fox last week and blew my mind. As someone who was raised Catholic, I felt like what this man had to say was an absolute abomination and completely devoid of any facts here from Earth One. We're going to discuss that. I've got the sound from it. I want to share it with you. I want to get some of your reactions to it when we come back on the other side. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you are a Catholic, you are going to want to listen to the manner in which the former Archbishop of the Milwaukee Diocese, how he venerated Charlie Kirk, a conspiracy theorist who traded in racism, sexism, homophobia, and xenophobia on the regular. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.